Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second, the right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth, the catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Jard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Jard. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third, the right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth, the catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge juggles the ball. That's an error on Bluge. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Robertson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Rice. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. Lamott moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe judges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Rice reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule has Rice trapped. The throw from Rule to Bluge and back to Rule, who tags Rice out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball four. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball four. Harris moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bluge bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to second. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to third. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-1 in the game. Jard strikes out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon strikes out. One out. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0 for 2 in the game. Jard hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Judge takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to third. Rice moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peckinpah moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rule bunts towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Harris moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lamott strikes out. 2 outs. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Joe Jard. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.